Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Cinco de Mayo, or as we like to call it, Cinco de Drunko. It's a Carmen Drunky Drunk Girl Party. And Carmen is bringing the girls in. They have been drinking all morning. You can see them on my own TV right now. There's a lot of cleavage. There's a lot of abs.
A lot of empty bottles. A lot of empty bottles out there.
Yeah. We got Techie Punch. We got Don Ramon Tequila. We've got Tito's Vodka. We've got, of course, Budweiser and Bud Light.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of girls making their way in the studio. Drunky, hello, ladies. Drunky, drunk. Woo! Only this show could have a girl at 7 foot tall and a girl at 3 feet tall at the same show.
Four and a half.
Close enough. Come on in, ladies. Don't curse. You're the one that always gets all potty mouth.
Yeah, I got $20. She'll do it before 9:30.
Where's Rebecca? Get up on the microphone, Rebecca. Hi. Rebecca, you're my favorite because you were like for a month you've been planning on this.
Good.
Pleasure to meet all you guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Is everybody drunk? Is anybody drunk yet? You all look pretty good. We should be drinking more. I mean, I don't know.
Where's your drink?
Oh, I've been drinking since 4. I'm
loaded.
All right, now we're going to play games. You guys want to play games?
Bring it.
Where's Carmen? Is she making it in here? Carmen.
Bringing in shots.
Carmen's got shots. Carmen, get on the microphone. Why are you mad? I can tell you're mad at something.
$1,500 woman.
Doing 100 things.
She has a job
shade.
To do.
Shade.
I have a job to do, Mike.
Listen to me. Carmen. I don't know if I like you. You're mean or sober or mean or drunk. All right. You ready? Who's got shots? You all have shots? Is that, what is that? Is it tequila?
Tequila.
Don Ramon?
All
right. Well, listen. Vodka, orange juice, tequila, whatever your drink is, get it. And let us do a shot to...
I'm going to cheers with my beer.
Cheers.
All right, everybody ready? A big toast. Cheers. To lovely girls on Cinco de Drunko.
Woo! Listen to this.
Hey! She's pregnant now. That is the wonderful sound of Techie Punch being opened.
Yes.
It was good, though.
It was good? Was it good? Everybody having a fun time?
I don't have any idea what it was, but it was good.
Don't worry about it.
Who wants to play a game called Let's Just Chug from the Bottle?
Bottle Talk.
All right. Let's count. Let's see who can chug for the most seconds.
I haven't tried this yet, though.
It doesn't matter. It's not bad. Spanish loves it. He says, I love you. Take a punch. Ready? Go. You ready? Ready? I'll count it out. Hold on. Get a chaser.
What? You're going to puke that way.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going to do...
Who does that?
Ready? And, let's play a new game. Let's call the five-second chug for Cinco. For Cinco de Mayo. Here we go.
And are we counting in Spanish?
Yes. Ready? Here we go. Everybody, ladies, count it out with us. You ready? Here we go. And go.
Go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco! All right. Pass it along to the chica next to you. Here, it's delicious, right? That's why Spanish says, I love you, take a punch. All right, here we go. Right. Ready? Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco! Oh, this is fun.
You know, there's no way better way to celebrate the proud Mexican heritage than just getting day drunk. Blacking out by noon is really the way to go.
Morning drunk.
Screaming at people as they play, too. All right, who's next? Rebecca? Five Spanish seconds we'll play this game. Ready? And go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco! Who's next? Who's next? Who's that? What is that girl's name? What is your name, Huggin? That's Lorraine. Okay, here we go, Lorraine. Here we go. And go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco! All right, who's next? Who's next? Oh, this girl with the big bouncy boobies is like, give that bottle to me. You should have to jiggle for every second we count in Spanish. All right, you ready? Go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco.
Oh, man.
All right, Corey, you in? Corey, you next? Corey, you chugging? All right, God, Corey's a trooper.
Chugging?
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Not only is he chugging, put it on social media. Let everybody see me chug.
All right, let me know when you're ready. Here we go. Go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. This is wonderful. This is a fine group of ladies we have here.
It's a beautiful Friday.
Corey, get up on that microphone. The one right in front of your head. Hi, Punkin. How are you doing? Get into the microphone.
I am wonderful.
You are?
Yeah.
You look lovely today,
thank
as usual.
You.
Everybody's got Cinco hats.
Yeah. This is my friend Love, by the way.
Love?
Yeah.
How appropriate.
Hello.
Hello, Love.
Hello, Love. I'm Hate.
I get that a lot.
Hey, Jess, I noticed you didn't chug anything from the bottle.
I found a shot of tequila in front of me.
Last time Jess chugged from the bottle, an ambulance took her home.
Yeah, it's true.
So
free ride.
We don't want that to happen.
Go. Do it.
What was that? What was that, Love?
Shot of tequila.
I found it.
Can I ask you a question? For as much as you're drinking and as much as you're bouncing, how come nothing has bounced out? Why is everybody all so dressed? What? I know. You should professionally flop one right out, I think.
Oh, she's got one of those sternum things.
Never mind.
Go ahead and whatever you're doing.
Oh, yeah. Look at me like an 8-year-old kid craning my neck trying to see. I dare you to motorboat her.
I
dare you. Line up. Who wants a motorboat love? Who wants to get some love? Come on and get some love. Who's next?
Fine Mexican tradition of motorboating.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is great. This is what the Mexican Cinco de Mayo is all about. Oh, you know what we should do for Cinco de Mayo? Cinco means five.
That's true.
Five-way makeout. Who wants to do the five-way makeout? There's two. There's two. There's three. There's three. There's four. One more. One more. One more.
We need a hero here.
We're only at Quattro. 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 We need a Cinco. Who's?
Cinco.
You were part of the Quattro. What do we got? Raise your hand if you're in the... Yeah, you're the Quattro. Raise your hand if you're in the Cinco, in the five-way makeout. That's only four.
One short.
You mean Jess?
Oh,
That's messed up.
Miller, get in there. Oh. You have long hair.
I have long hair. I also have a relationship there.
All right, I'll take a Quattro to Vegas.
Quattro. All
right, Quattro. Quattro. I can't push you guys into it. You have to make circle. Form a circle. Circle around the microphone. Get in. I'm going to need to document it too, I think, for later use. All right, get in there. Four-way makeout. Here we go. Four-way. Four-way makeout. Four-way makeout. Four-way makeout. Jess could actually stand in the middle of the circle and not be touched by anything. All right, here we go. Who's
first? She
can
kiss their bellies.
Who's first?
Do I have to keep my breasts out?
Well, I mean, not in a rapey kind of halfway, but it's... I think you should all take them out, to be honest with you. If Love has to do it, you should all have to do it.
Probably, yeah.
That's it's the spirit of the season.
All right, everybody out. Whoever's in the four-way. Boobies out. Boobies out. Boobies out. Boobs out. Boobs out.
Her boobs are nicest, so you've seen everything that's...
They're not.
Oh, Corey's out. You have a shirt that's designed to take your boobs out.
Right.
Just flop them down.
So that's what you do.
There's no less
sexy
term.
We've seen them 100 times already. Spanish saw them in the shower. All right, go. Let's just get four-way makeout. Four-way makeout. Here we go. You ready? Hold on. Hold on. I got to get my Snapchat ready. All right, here we go.
Quattro.
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 Oh, there it is.
Quattro, yep.
There it is. Oh, now they love each other. And that's how it goes. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Mexicans. That's what we're talking about.
By the way, we have to do all this before they build the wall, so.
Right. This is a celebration.
Maybe the last year. Maybe the last year. You got to go all out.
Oh, ladies. This is wonderful. All right, let me get to Drew. What are we going to do? When we come back from break, we're going to play Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Have you done that? What's that? Pin the Tail on the Donkey. Every time you miss the donkey's butt, you got to take an article of clothing off. Or do a shot for those of you.
You're swinging a shot off my abs.
Yes. We'll do that next,
off my
too.
Abs. Yeah.
Ab it out. An ab-luge.
Let's do it.
Tell Spanish he's missing out.
He is missing out. He's with his mom, though, so that's okay.
Yeah.
We said, hey, hi, parents.
Yeah.
Hey, parentals.
I doubt they're listening.
Basically right. The same.
Giggle it up.
Dancing.
Let me take a break. The lovely girls will play Pin the Tail on the Donkey first and go to Mayo in a Drunky Drunk Girl Party. Good job, girls. It's the best job in the whole world on 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Now, back to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Mr. Worldwide.
What I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, ooh, ooh. What I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
It is Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Dolly. Moonshine Miller is here. You can see him doing comedy this weekend.
Yes.
At Snappers in Palm Harbor.
Snappers in Palm Harbor all weekend long. Got two shows tonight, 7 and 9:30. Two shows tomorrow, 7 and 9:30. If you get at me on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, I got a bunch of free tickets. So I'm on Twitter at Moonshine Miller and Facebook at Steve Miller 813. I got free tickets.
Oh, my God. Free tickets. Moonshine Miller is with O's, though.
Yes, because I'm bad at social media.
Zeros, rather.
Yeah.
Zeros. Did you see any of Brian Scalero when he was here?
No, I missed him, man. He's so good, though.
He's a funny dude. He's a good guest. We are in the middle of a Cinco de Mayo adventure. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We've got a bunch of girls here today.
Ocho.
6, 8.
I don't know. I'm trying to count.
4, 7.
See, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Sorry, 7. Kate. Kate has been nursing one beer for the entire morning.
Well, she is a nurse.
She's a nurse, officially. We'll be celebrating tonight Kate's graduation party, right? That's one thing I love about our listeners. They don't need us.
Right,
They've developed their own community of friends, and they all hang out with each other, and I think that's so cool.
It's awesome.
And then some of them make out with each other, which is also pretty cool. Carmen is attempting to hang the donkey.
Carmen is stressed out. Man.
Why is she so stressed? She's doing such a great job. She's mad
like,
at something.
She's like the house mother. They don't get to enjoy all the festivities.
And she's in business mode.
Is that what it is? But get on this microphone so I can look at your face. All right, get on that one.
She's blaming the stress, but it's really upset about it.
Why do you look like you're mad at something? You shouldn't be stressed out. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. Killing it.
I know.
You're doing like a bunch of people's jobs, and you've been flawless today.
Oh, are you mad at Spanish? Because he's garbage and he takes time off?
He's garbage. How dare he leaves this day? No.
I love
this. I'm
just
making sure everything gets done. By the way, you're not going to have clip of the day today.
I don't care.
Boom. That's it.
You screwed up the online replay essay anyway.
I don't do that.
Oh, whoever does that screwed up. Yeah. Rush screwed up. Who does the online replay? The replay of the show.
For the show.
It screwed up. It was only playing the last hour of the show yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. People told me, but I didn't care enough to really
report. Only me, a-holes.
But was it more than one person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
otherwise,
if it's one person, they probably just kept on catching it in the same spot.
Yeah.
One person told me they kept getting stuck on the checkout page of the trying to buy tickets for the Not So Live gig. And I, even with one person, I went straight to the theater. We ran a test run and it worked just fine. So I take these things seriously.
You also have the girl that called up for the auction and thought she was getting money.
That's true.
Right. So,
that's true.
No,
I don't know how auctions work.
So I call up and I tell you guys how much money I want from you guys.
I love it.
Carmen, is that why you're mad? Because you thought you were going to be the highest bid one? And
I mean, I went for the highest last time, so I just didn't expect people to like bid on you.
Are you confused as to why Spanish is considered so much more attractive than you?
No, I know why he got money. Don't worry.
Oh, why do you say it like that? Is there some sort of conspiracy? Why do you think he got money?
There's
and he didn't?
Conspiracies everywhere, Miller. Don't
tell.
You know?
You're paranoid.
Carmen,
don't
I think looking back on it now, your mistake that you made was didn't go towards the women a little bit more. Because it seems like the women were really loosening up the purse strings.
I wanted to give guys the option because all the guys were kind of butthurt that they couldn't bid on you guys, that you wouldn't allow that.
Right,
so,
we don't allow that.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that we did give guys the opportunity.
I did think a guy suggested something that I thought was pretty cool. He gave me two good ideas. He said, what if you let two guys and two girls bid to be tag-alongs, and then you hook them up together.
Oh.
And I thought I would do some sort of Mike Calda Show speed dating thing.
Oh,
where
yeah.
We brought people together.
Yeah.
But then the other thing is that I'm not opposed to doing a guy's trip and get a big bus and paying for guys, and we all let them pay $100 each, where we'll donate it all to charity, and we'll all go out and tear it up one night.
Yeah.
We'll cut out the dinner portion of it, and we'll just go out and party. Maybe you we'll can make more noise with that microphone.
Yeah, we'll make it real romantic for all the guys.
Yeah, yeah. What are you on, Snapchat or on Facebook? What do you Instagram. Get on the mic. I can't hear you. You got to talk into my ear.
Oh, Instagram those. Live. It's a whole
Instagram
new thing.
Live.
Into the microphone.
Tell people where they can find you. Say it into the amp thing that amplifies your voice so I can hear you. Don't curse. You look like a cursor.
Oh, my Instagram has a cuss word in it.
Oh, then don't say it. Of course it does.
You can say the letter of it.
It's love B.
Oh.
Love bitch?
Oh.
Oh, that's fine. You can say that. That's okay.
It's love bitches.
That's love my, bitches. LOVEBITCAGS. Yes. Love bitches.
Uh-oh.
And my Snapchat.
L-O-V-E. Oh, my God.
It's a lot, man.
L-O-V-E. And my Snapchat is love, period, Michelle.
Oh.
I just thought of the most disturbing thing ever. Cora, get on the microphone for a second. Look at Cora and look at her smile, how cute she is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now look at Galvin so he can see your face. Smile, smile. Watch this. You ready? Joe Mackey.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a guy that we know, a comedian named Joe Mackey.
He looks like a girl, though.
He looks like a girl.
Dude looks like a lady?
He does. He's got a No. He looks like a girl. He looks like a cute little girl. He looks like a cute little girl.
Can I throw this out there? And you're probably one of the only people that's going to get it. She looks like the blonde-haired girl that Gary and Wyatt go out with from
Weird Science.
Right?
Yep.
It looks
yep.
very much like that.
Way hot. Very yeah. hot. Very hot.
Movie that was made before she was born, probably.
Now, you two working, do you work together?
Yes.
Okay, so will you be working today? Do you want to plug it? Get on the microphone to the whole...
We're going to work tonight because we need a break.
You need a break in the day. Then you'll be at Oz tonight. Is that right?
What's that?
Where are you going to be at Oz?
No, we're
going to
be at Skin.
What is Skin?
Ooh, Skin. Oh, nice.
Full nude. Skin.
Full nude, Cora.
Ybor City.
See you at what time?
Skin, 8 o'clock.
Full
oh,
man.
Man.
Talk to me about this full nude thing. So, Cora, you didn't do that before, did you?
No.
Just, hey, if you want her to have a conversation, just let us know.
What's that now? Say it again.
I bring out a whole new side in her life.
What more? Oh, out of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, let's take a shot, though.
Take a shot. Rebecca wants to take a shot.
And thank you for Techie Punch and Don Ramon Tequila.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. For helping the Cita de Mayo party.
Who wants to do a toast?
I do.
Tell us to the Mexican and tell us what Cinco de Mayo means.
Oh.
Anybody that has a microphone. Go ahead.
Viviendo el sueño, which means living the dream.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Living the dream. Live the shot.
Oh, spill
try
the shot.
Drinking it. Hold on. Everybody, I want to take a picture for Facebook. Sorry, I keep forgetting Facebook. Here we go, ladies. All right, there you go. Take your shot.
Ay, 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 ay.
Chug it. What are you guys? You still got margarita over there?
No.
Oh, a chaser. I got you. This is a fun group of ladies.
We do shots.
You do shots?
Quicker.
Who?
Liquor's quicker.
Yeah. Quicker for what? Quicker for lung. I mean, for kidney disease. Couldn't get it out. Liver disease. Anyway, you girls will be at Skin tonight. What time?
Da, 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 da.
We'll be there by like 8:30. Give us like 8:30.
Okay.
You know women.
Oh, I'm not going to go until... Can you drink there or no?
It's actually full nude, so there's no liquor.
No, but what about you guys? Like, how do you...
Us, we're already going to be drunk.
You're going to be
too
tired.
We're going to get so toasted and leeward way before that.
Okay.
Right after, too, so...
All right.
Join us.
I'm the
perfect timing because everything's still going to be open when we get off.
Right. Like what time will you get off?
We're going to work from like 8 to 1.
Yeah. Wouldn't the money time be like after midnight?
Yeah, we can just come back after 3.
But we want to take a break.
We can come back
out.
After 3
I gotcha.
And work till 6.
All right, so I roll it.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Are they open 24 hours?
No, they're open like 5, right?
6 a.m.
6, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. All right, so let's just say Miller and I roll in there at about 2 a.m.
Yeah.
with stacks of cash.
Let me know.
And we want to go get. I don't want to sit at the stage and dunk dollars. Everybody staring at me.
VIP.
I don't care. We care about VIP. I want to let's get a room with a curtain. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
I like curtains.
So then what do? I pay in advance. I go up there and I say, "Here's my $50. Let's get a room and a curtain." Or how does it work? Not. Oh, hold on. I've not been to Skin. How does it work? Who do I pay first? You don't.
Have you been to?
She is laughing so hard at $50.
Yes, but you're forgetting that
$50.
You're forgetting that most of the time I go to a strip club and they're like, "No, Mr. Kelty, you don't have to pay. Come right this way." I'm just telling. So I'm trying to talk about the average, gentleman. So what happens? I go up to the counter and I say, "I'd like to go into a room with a curtain with these two lovely ladies."
No, you grab the girl. And
me and you.
Just walk.
I'm gonna grab you both by the back of the hair and I'm gonna go. Let's go.
Go, hey.
No.
Yeah.
Not physically.
You're
not
right. I will gently approach the two of you and say, Cora, love, I would like to go in a private room with you.
Yeah, but if you want to grab both of us, it would be double. Actually.
Right. All right. I got money. So what do we do? What's next? Then we go what?
If we go to the room, there.
We don't have to go negotiate with the boss? We don't have to go negotiate with the boss first?
They're going to follow us.
Who's there?
To get the money.
Okay. So they follow us in the room. Yeah. Who do I pay off? Who do I got to, like, rent the room from? Hey, buddy, here's $100. Give me the room. Now scram. Me and the girls got business. Right? So then what? Then we start negotiating from there? $25 for lap dance.
We shake our butts and our boobies.
Yeah, shake your butts and your boobies, but let's talk about...
We like to shake our butts and boobies a lot.
Yeah, but I have a feeling, love, if I pulled out a couple $100 bills, you'd be shaking a couple of things.
I shake everything.
Yeah?
When I shake, everything moves.
No, but I mean, you might shake a couple of my things.
Come on.
Yeah.
The pool is in the house.
The who?
Oh. We have a pool in our living room.
I could have brought it today.
So why don't we just go to your living room? Let's go to your living room instead.
Why do you?
Because the drop ceiling. I asked
about it. No, you can't.
Can we bring the pool? And he goes, "There's a drop ceiling." And I said,
"Yes."
There's plenty of other things for you to grind on here. You don't need the pole.
Crystal will stand with her hands up and you can dance. Right?
There you go.
Yeah, there's your pole.
Grind up on Crystal the pole.
She's very tough.
I gotta be honest with you, out of the three of you, she's probably got the best pole skills.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've seen her hang by one foot.
I can hang by one toe.
Really? Oh, what are you, an orangutan?
Bring it.
Rebecca, how are you doing back there? You don't look drunk. Are you drunk?
Give me a stop sign.
I got you. Like a cool job. Yeah, like that or anything.
What do you do?
I work in retail.
Are you off today, I assume?
I sell lingerie 5 days a week.
Oh, where? You don't want to say?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say. I don't know.
Is it like a department store or like a lingerie
it's a
store?
A very well-known brand.
Okay. All right. So don't say that. Don't screw that up.
I see boobs for a living, just not in the same sense.
Right.
That they do.
Who's got the nicest boobs in the room, you think?
Of those two?
All the boobs you've seen today.
I mean, there's
everybody whip out your boobs so she can judge them.
Elsewhere in the room, but theirs are great. I mean, I would look at them again. They're good boobs.
You would. Would you touch them?
They're tattooed boobs?
I said, would you touch them?
Oh. I thought she said there's a tattoo, so it's best.
No, yeah.
I
can tell that they're real. In a good way, I can tell. How old are you?
23.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Hey. Get.
She said 23, and Crystal said 23.
How old are you?
35.
Okay.
Oh,
my God.
35? Wow. This is a nice cut of the Tampa scene right here. All right, where are we done drinking? Are we still drinking?
Or what's going on?
Drink, 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 drink.
Wait. I was under the impression that you guys were drinking with us, though.
No, I gotta work. The Federal Communications Commission does not allow me to imbibe alcohol while operating a government license.
Allegedly,
board.
I give you an orange juice, and it allegedly has alcohol.
I can't even have orange juice. It's so bad.
You're a roofie,
for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say no roofies.
No, I'm all for the roofies.
You gotta be clear.
Oh, I love roofies.
Who wants to do a shot off of Love's boobs?
Shots off each other.
And Crystal's abs.
Do it on me. I'm trying to convince these girls behind me.
I can't hear you unless you're talking to the microphone. I have headphones on.
I'm trying to convince these girls behind me to pull their breasts out because hers is just as great as mine.
I love that. You should be in the rap video.
You're like an ambassador.
She's shy. Yeah. She probably isn't her app video.
Which one?
We have to give her a steak.
Where do those girls come from?
I want somebody
well,
to
she
off
can't.
Me.
Seriously, Kate, you should whip your boobs out.
I want it. Okay, so how do we do this?
Seriously? Kate, seriously.
If yeah. they take a shot off her, does she need to get up here? Is that fine?
Yes.
I'm going to happen for you.
I got Lily on the table.
I love that Kate just looked at me and went, Michael, like my grandmother.
Can we get on the table?
Get on the table. Who's yes. stopping you? Let's go. It's just don't break holidays. Anything. Everybody on the table.
Hey, can you hold them? Can you hold them?
Everybody on the table.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I got. Hold on. Don't do anything yet. Oh, don't say that word. That's a bad word.
Stuff.
Stuff is what you could say. Hold on. Don't do anything yet. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not mad at you. Hold on. Oh, sweet Lord Jesus.
You guys are shots with me. All four shots.
If you're not watching Bone TV, you are missing out on this right now. This is the Carmen's Drunky Drunk Party, where Carmen is not drunk, by the way.
Am I laying next to you?
You can lay wherever you want. No one's stopping you.
This one behind me is literally just having a conversation with herself off mic.
That's the way we like it, Colin. That is the way we like it.
Having a good time.
They asked me to describe my video. I'd rather not. You know what? Let me move this so that I don't know why. Okay, here we go. We are doing shots. We are not. I don't think that could be on Facebook. I might have to end this video. I don't know what
don't
Facebook
worry,
can show.
Don't worry, they'll end it for you.
Yeah.
We're good. To be clear. Well, we learn from our mistakes.
Drunk girls on the radio. Right. Drunk girls at a comedy show. The worst.
I had to shut that video off. I think I'm just gonna take pictures. There we go. All right. Now, Love is going to do a shot. Love, don't let it stop you. Don't you go whichever direction you want to go in. There we go. Crystal, are you enjoying this as much as I am?
She's going up, and now she's going back down. She's at the belly button. Mm-hmm. I'm doing play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
Across
she's
the
licking
belly button.
Now.
Yeah,
full on licking. I think a little. I think a little one further south. You're missing out. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, love.
Oh. All right.
It looked like you were afraid to move her pants
I pour
a little bit.
More liquor, or is it fine?
Liquor. She's doing more than liquor.
She's still got a little on. She's saying you didn't do a good enough job. She's saying when it comes to licking shots off her abs, you have a long way to go. You should just make out with her. You're that close.
It's right there.
You should just make out. You're right there.
Oh.
Just, you know, Cinco de Mayo.
this is the best show ever.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, a few people at home, if you're not watching on your phone on Bone TV. Who's next? Everybody, climb. Let's get on the counter. Let's test the maximum weight capacity of this counter.
Oh, you can stay up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get more up there.
Get that microphone off. There you go. That one.
Yeah, I'm just a bartender.
Yeah, you're doing fine. Now Cora is going to do shots off of Love.
Well, Love has, looks like she's Wolverine with the painted fingernails.
They're
that.
Intimidating.
Yeah,
they're
those
intimidating
are scary.
Nails.
Love, what kind of underwear are you wearing, Love? Chrome underwear?
No.
No, I said, what kind of underwear you wearing? I just was checking. Just
all
checking.
Right.
Not wearing Victoria's Secret.
All right, here we go. This is Cora now doing shots off of Love. Don't worry, Twitter. I'll be tweeting these pictures out here in a couple of seconds.
Okay, got you, girl.
There we go.
And the belly button, and then the shot glasses going in the cleavage.
You could see these girls tonight at Skin. Just these two, Cora and Love, are the only ones that work at Skin. Your breasts do look great. Nobody's arguing that point, Pumpkin.
I'm not moving.
There you go. Cora is now licking shots off of Love's belly, and she seems to be enjoying that to the fullest. There is a shot glass in between her breast, and Cora is retrieving the shot glass with her mouth. There you go. Shoot that shot, Cora. Do it. There you go, champion. That's Cinco de Mayo. That's for the Mexicans right there. Do it for the Mexicans.
Oh. All right.
Now you guys probably should make out passionately just because you're that close to each other. There you go. There you go.
Bone TV is selling so many memberships to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. It's just unbelievable.
That's it. Or a bunch of girls are going to become strippers.
Either way, we all win.
Yep.
All right, listen to me. You stay right on the counter. I got to take a break. When we come back, we will wrap things up for the week. It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We're already into the after show. I love it.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
I'm about to whip somebody's
ass. From the Autoglass America Studios, it's the Mike Calta After Show.
Oh boy, it is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. What is that, Miller? Four?
Four.
We're in the after show, Galvin.
Yes.
Technically.
I used to DJ at Skin when it was Secrets.
You did?
I was the DJ down there. Yeah, guys, get up nice and close and tuck a buck. Remember, the more you tip, the more they strip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on down to the erection section.
Exactly.
We should try that right now.
Get a spot right up there on Pervert's Row.
I've never had to be a strip club DJ. I never had to be a DJ where I'm like, coming up 57 minutes of music, and now let me give you a little Pearl Jam. I've never been a hot jocker ever. I don't even think I could do it if I tried.
Couldn't hit the post if you needed to?
No. I mean, yeah. I might get lucky, but not a regular. Oh, here we go. Miller.
Welcome to Ybor City's hottest party with the hottest ladies. We're having a good time here tonight at Skin. We got Love up on the counter. We got Cora up on the counter. We got the six-footer standing right behind him. We're going to have a good time tonight. Come on, guys. Remember, the more you tip, the more they strip. Get up nice and
close.
There
you go. There you go.
But then you always have to throw in the Cindy. Cindy to stage two. Cindy to stage two.
Stepping down is Hennessy. Stepping down is Hennessy. Up next is Carvassier.
Whoa. You're either named after alcohol or cars. Mercedes.
That's it. Yeah. Mercedes, Lexus.
Ruby. Sapphire. What do you like? What do you like to dance to, love? What is your song? No. Tell me live. Well, Cora,
girls,
what do you dance to?
Girls.
What is it?
EDM or rock.
EDM or rock. Something that's got your...
Me, I like...
Something that's melting your mind.
I like sexual music.
You do? What do you consider sexual music?
Marvin Gaye.
Grindcore.
I consider Dance For You by Beyonce.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Dance For You.
Beyonce.
I love to be...
Come take a class with me, girl. I'll teach you what dance for me means. Like,
whoa, them are fighting words.
Mm.
Hold on, Miller's switching out. There you go. All right, there you go. Hold on. Now, don't cursing. No cursing.
No cursing.
Love, you're going to be the one to curse. I don't think you're going to do it on purpose, but you would definitely be the
one
to
curse. Come take a class with me at Buttercup Pole Dance, and I will show you how to dance appropriately.
No.
We don't need
I want inappropriate dancing. That went very inappropriate dancing.
Well, appropriate or inappropriate, like, it's to your own interpretation.
Love, how many songs until you lean over and say, my real name is...
It's not how many songs, it's how much money they
get.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, so give him the microphone. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What if a good-looking guy comes in and he's like, what's up? Like, you ever like a guy that's getting the dance?
I have told plenty of guys, like, you're too handsome and I cannot see you right now.
Oh, that's a good move. That's a good move.
What if I pay more?
Because
I hear that all the time.
I'm like attracted to him.
You talk into the microphone. Yeah. We put it so close
to
your mouth.
She's allergic to it.
If I'm attracted to him sexually, I will not pay him any mind.
Why?
Because
I'm at work and I'm there to make money.
So that's all the girls.
I'm going to be interested in him and I don't want to meet a guy in a club.
That's why all those girls ignore me. They're interested in me.
Yeah, I will completely.
Oh, she
said I told you.
No.
I told you you were going to curse. All right, listen to me. No more cursing. No more cursing.
I didn't curse.
Oh, I heard.
I said I would fall in love.
Oh, all I heard was I would. And I dumped it.
I said I would fall in love.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know what was going on. Cora, what about you?
Love, I'm talking
it's the
about
same.
Love.
Like if you
get it, pull that microphone right by your face. There you go. Yeah, you can move your body if you have to. Go ahead.
I'm rest up with the mic.
Yeah. Good. Tell me. If you what?
No, it's kind of like the same thing. Like, if you see somebody that's, like, just too good looking to be there, you don't want to talk to them. No.
You don't?
No. I don't care if it's, like, a bajillionaire because I'm going to get distracted from my focus. And I'm going to be like, oh, hey, whisk me away on your yacht.
That's what I, but that would be my point. If I'm a bajillionaire and I'm there and I see you, I'm like, what are you doing here? How are you a stripper?
And I, legit want to get to know him.
Can I also point out, bad life move, not going for the good looking bajillionaire, but staying at an e-boy strip club. Like, that doesn't, you're making poor life decisions. I'm just letting you know.
It's just too much of, like, 50 Shades. Like, oh, I work in a warehouse or whatever tool store.
Right.
Oh, a billionaire comes in and asks me about rope, and I'm like, okay, take me.
I lie to everybody when the girl's like, what do you do for a living? I always tell them I'm a baker.
Yeah,
because then every other answer is consistent with what I normally do.
That question is when you meet somebody at Publix and they're like, what do you do? And I'm like,
I dance.
It's worse when they're like, I swear I've seen you before. And
I'm a human organ trafficker, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, because Cora does the cam stuff too, so she may think that they're
like, oh, I've seen you somewhere. I'm like,
I've seen you somewhere.
Have you been on the internet lately?
Oh, man.
Have
you seen me lately?
Holy.
I don't know what name to tell them because they're like, oh, what's your name? I'm like, what's your name?
What's your credit card number?
No,
I'll tell you.
No, that is not no deal breaker. Yeah. That means they spent money. And I'm just, like, I'm open about it. So, like,
if I saw love in the Publix in that tank top and I saw your shoulder tattoo, I'd pretty sure I know.
I would buy some strawberries from her.
I feel like I look like a stripper.
If I saw you in Publix with that tank top and that shoulder tattoo, I would think one of two things. I would think either stripper or it's got a black boyfriend.
I love it.
The other day, she was wearing this. It's a sundress. I was like, it's not a sundress as if there's mesh and you can see your nipples.
That's right. That is not a sundress.
That's how you get sun, though.
Sunny
to me. Sun goes right through it.
Do you wear that in front of your nana? She goes, no, I said, it's not a sundress. Not a sundress.
I wear it to Publix, though.
Cora, where are your parents?
My parents are in Michigan.
Do they know what they did? What if your dad was like a perv and he got up on
it? He's not weird about it, but like, when I dislocated my shoulder and tore their muscle, he goes, how are you dislocating your shoulder at a regular bar? I was like, valid. So he stopped asking me, like, oh, I want to come in there when I come visit. Now he just says, be careful at work.
Anymore. No, he's like, my daughter's driving a BMW.
Work, same. Call me later.
What? So what if your dad, like, I'm a perv and I have kids.
I don't know where this is going, but this is weird.
That's why I keep making it on Reddit.
Yep.
No, what I'm saying is, like, what if your dad was ever just looking for cam girls one day and he's like, whoa.
Oh, no, you can block out cities, states, and countries.
Oh.
So I just blocked out all of Michigan.
You hear that, Carmen?
And, like, a few of my
the whole state's blocked out.
The whole state, because I have family all throughout.
Right,
I have
right.
Family in Minnesota or, you know, Ohio.
Are you a youper or a troll?
What? I'm not a youper. I'm not a troll.
I learned those terms on Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's Cora. I saw her on the internet.
She sure is a beauty.
Yeah.
Love, where does your family live?
I'm from Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Lakeland, home of the not-so-live gig number two.
Close to right. Homegrown.
Yeah, now they know what you're doing, right?
I'm Floridian.
Your family knows.
I don't hide anything from anybody.
Get right up. Get close to the microphone. So you know, what did you say? You call them up and be like, guess what, bitches, I'm a stripper.
Nah,
Thanksgiving.
I changed my phone number and I just
You don't talk to the family anymore?
Would you
this was when I was 19, when I first started dancing.
Would you like to bet me either her mother or her sister has also stripped before?
No.
Sister has.
I knew somebody in the family. I knew somebody. Yeah, it's a family business.
Did she give you tips?
No. I think I'm better.
Was she full nude?
I don't know. There's no telling. In her day, it was my grandmother's sister.
Oh man. She probably had feathers and all that stuff.
So it skipped a few generations.
Right. But it's in the blood. Once it's in the Lakeland blood.
I feel like I'm better, though.
We're going to be out at we're doing a big show at the Polk Theater on May 19th. You should come.
I'm down.
You guys should come, and then we're going to Mason's Live for the after party afterwards.
In Lakeland?
Yeah.
What do you know about Mason?
I believe I just told you two things that I know. Our band played at Mason's once, and it was awesome.
I'm down.
All right. You could be like our Lakeland tour guide.
Yeah, but they all know I'm a dancer. Like,
yeah, we're not trying to hide that.
Maybe we can meet your grandma's aunt.
Keep that secret. Keep that secret.
I'm not a good liar.
No, you're not?
No.
So then
let me know that.
I can't lie.
Yeah, don't
so
lie.
So they know.
Okay. I want to go get tattoos with you guys that we'll regret.
Let's do it. I've got a lot of places.
You don't have it? Why don't you get a tattoo? You should get a tattoo with Carmen, got her tattoo. Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I
saw
that. I motorboated it.
Mm-hmm. You did?
She remember my first ever show?
I don't remember. Party. You should make love motorboat it.
I would love to.
Because I had those jammies with the
button. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, those are certain things you never forget. That was one of them. Every once in a while, I find that picture on my phone, and I want to delete it, but my thumb won't let me delete it, and I keep it forever.
Keep it. It's a memory.
By the way, Techie Punch, thank you for providing the Techie Punch and Don Ramon.
The official one, not the hemp version.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I got you. I know.
But it's still good.
For Florida, it's great. What do we got?
It's a really strong scent. It doesn't have a really, like, it's not too overpowering flavor. I like it.
That's what he said.
Do you know what that means?
Wally. Wanted to say thank you to Yellow Cab as well.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wally is our man from Yellow Cab. Sorry, I was reading the top one. Wally is our guy from Yellow Cab. He is the most reliable source of transportation in Tampa Bay. He really is. What is Bob?
Bob,
you're on the mic. Cal, the show. You have a question for Cora and Love?
Yes, Cora Love wanted to get your take on Building 7's collapse.
This guy would like to know what your theory is on the collapsing of Building Number 7 in the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Oh, don't give him too much.
That's what you want to know about him?
Yeah, what a homo, huh?
Weird. He's not getting the curtain pulled.
Right, he's not getting the curtain pulled.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all right. So
I
now,
think it was too many booty shakes.
I roll up into your skin tonight.
Set the scenario.
With our new
I'm just trying to. I'm trying. I roll up in the skin, and what do I do? We getting tats first. Yeah. I think that's more of like a 3 o'clock in the morning thing.
Okay, we'll be ready.
Yeah. We can go see Skip. He works right around the corner. Oh my god! You don't even have any tattoos.
But I've been wanting them for like 8 years.
She's never danced nude before either. Tonight is. She's doing everything and all one night.
I bring a lot of firsts out of her.
I like trying new things. No. You think you do.
I knew it.
That's it.
I knew it.
That was
your big cursor.
You did not say fall in love that time.
Easy, potty mouth. This is even in my show. We're bleeding over into somebody else's show right now.
Don't tell me to describe Cora.
That's not an accurate description. I'm a delight.
Let me ask you a question. Without getting me fired and talking, how far have you guys gone with each other? Be honest.
Wait, like this week or?
Don't say, yeah. Like, okay, so full on, like point to you, point to the part of you and then the part of her.
Connect the dots.
Yeah.
Show us on the doll where you touch each other.
Where has this been? Show us on the, point to places on, what else?
Sal, that's been all over.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Was this on video or in the club?
Both.
Neither.
A little bit of both, but neither.
Okay.
At home or at the club or
where?
Yeah. Which week? Because there's been a lot of weird.
What day of the week?
I want to know what the dirtiest thing that you guys have done to each other is, but I don't want you to say. You could describe. You could point.
If I can't remember that myself and when I said curse, that thing, then
why don't you show me? Show me basically. You don't have to do it, but just show me basically what was going on, and I'll describe it.
Okay. Hold on.
No, you're making me nervous.
I'm
when
like
you're
a third person though.
Why don't they show you and then you describe it?
That's what I'm saying.
Within the FCC regulations.
Okay, go ahead. You were on your side. I know. I heard that. I was here. Was that third person a girl or a guy?
Who's the volunteer?
Which time?
I don't know. Do you mix a guy in every once in a while?
Oh,
Lorraine's in.
Volunteer.
Volunteer. Lorraine, get in.
All right, get in there.
You've been awfully shy, Lorraine. All right, Lorraine's getting up on the counter.
All right, Lorraine.
Things just got good.
So, here we are. Do you wanna?
You're not taking anything off. Just don't curse.
We can't be ourselves right now.
You can all be yourselves.
Just can't say your curse.
We can be ourselves.
Lorraine wants to be your friend. Why are you shutting her out?
We're not shutting her out.
Welcome her with open arms.
First time was.
All right, hold on.
Okay, I'm the guy.
All right. The guy.
I got a ding.
This is how all guy dates should be.
So, am I like this?
All right.
Sure. Okay. Uh-huh. And then you were behind.
I lay down.
You were laying down.
Okay.
I got to lay down?
Remember?
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is this guy, and how does he get... How do we high-five him?
How do we high-five this?
Who is this guy, and what did he pay for this, is what I want to know.
Is this what goes on behind the curtain?
Okay. So now Love is on her back. Lorraine, the guy, is straddling her, while Cora is now getting into a position that is above 68 but below 70.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
All right.
Cora, you should probably take those genie pants off unless you plan on making... What?
I was there.
Like that. That was like that. And then where were you?
What were you doing?
What were you doing, Cora? Oh, okay. Yeah. Here, you guys should reenact
here,
it.
Here, we can pretend this is something.
Now, hold on. Let's test your improv skills, okay? Wait, get in that position. Get that, Corey. Get back in that position. Let's press your... Okay, so now you're in this. This is going on. And then all of a sudden, a really short girl comes in.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I meant a really tall girl. A really tall girl. I'm trying to... I'm improvising. And there comes a really tall girl.
Oh.
Yes. This
it's
is
like
my,
centipede.
This is my job, by the way. Hold on, Cora. Smile. Okay. Now this is happening. How am I not a porn director?
Okay. You're a natural.
Yeah. You guys have a lot of pants on, though, to be honest with you. Kind of hinders his sexuality.
I feel like it's almost a danger at this point to have that many pants.
Except
on.
For Lorraine. Let it out anymore. It is black, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so now this thing is happening. And while this is going on, a girl with sunglasses decided to get in. What happened? You have sunglasses on. This is perfect.
It's what the script calls for.
Listen, if we're gonna be improvising, this is you gotta go with it. All right. Where would you go? If you were to get in this mix, where would you go? Let's do this. Things are getting better. All right.
She goes right in towards love.
There you go. All right. Now we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls laying on top of each other. Well, and we got 5 girls and a fake guy all involved. There's a lot of clothing in this situation. I'm not going to lie to you. Love. Bite it, love. Bite it. I dare you. Double dog dare you.
Heinies are being bitten.
Oh.
Heinies.
This is becoming the most fun show ever.
This really is an amazing Friday. Hang on.
Twister. Yeah, I was just about to say, it looks like somebody lost Twister or won
or
Twister.
Won, yeah. Yeah. This is exactly...
I thought there was one more coming.
What?
No.
You mean arriving.
Oh, showing up, yeah.
Who else can we fit? Who's left? Where's Rebecca? Somebody, get in. Hop in the mix. Come on, hop in. We can do this.
Can I be with the guy?
You can be with whoever you want. You got to get in.
Lorraine is the guy.
Got to get on the counter. All right, here we go. All right, everybody look up. Everybody look over here. This is the world's greatest Cinco de Mayo fake orgy we've ever had ever. It is all live on Bone TV. Poor Cora. Cora, I hope you have a... Oh, wow. What happened over there?
There's a slight spill on the counter, and Cora's hair is being used to clean it up.
It's all right. Cora's hair has got the absorbency of Hefty. We're okay, or whatever it is.
Bounty.
Bounty. That's it. All right. I think we can end the show on this. This is wonderful. Ladies, give yourselves a round of applause. Great job.
You are
wonderful, and you are beautiful.
Whoa, what's going on?
And I'm pretty sure there's a love connection has been made over here.
So much fun.
Yeah. Love, thank you. Crystal, thank you. Lorraine, Rebecca, Jess, Kirsten. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Crystal, I said it first. Miller, Carmen, all of you. You guys did a wonderful job today.
Cool.
Wally.
Much better than yesterday, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, still Spanish wasn't here, so I made it kind of good. Oh, poor Crystal's got all over. I mean, Cora's got it on her arm. Oh, my God. I don't even know what we're doing. Let me get out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.